So, Jamie, back at the lane then. It must be great to be here.
It is actually, it's fantastic. I mean, it's a year since I've been back now, and coming over on the John Street and seeing the old faces again is just like back playing again. You know, seeing different from different eras as well. It's just a great day.
It's days like this when you see the fans again. It's special, isn't it? You'll remember this as well.
Yeah, it is. I mean, walking across now and people saying hello and sign this and getting pictures out, where you think, wow. Did I look like that when I play?
Times change.
Times change a lot, yeah. Times have changed. But, yeah, it's brilliant, especially when it's your club as well.
It is your club, and obviously for your family, it's massive, isn't it, for you and for Tommy as well?
Yeah, it is. I mean, I'm very proud for me, obviously. You know, my dad playing here for 14 years, and then days like this when you can come back and father and son. You know what I mean? He's 81 now, I'm 48. And like it's a unique and very special day for us.
Is he around? Where is he?
He's enjoying
the hospitality.
Oh no, he's over there. He's signing everything and having his picture taken and everything. But yeah, he's around. He's still doing all right.
And presumably, I mean, fans are doing the same thing, aren't they? Saying hello to the pair of you. I mean, for him as well.
Yeah, I mean, he is. Every time we go out with my dad, like, there's always somebody who remembers, and they always tell you that your dad were better than you as a player as well, which probably was. I've got no gripes about that, but I've had that all my career. So, in fact, my nickname when I played here was Tommy. I was always son of Tommy, so you get used to it.
So when did you sort of first become aware that Dad was a footballer, and with that you got the bug as well?
I got the bug when I was, whatever, playing at Cubs, when my dad used to take us, when we played at Cubs for Greenland Methodist, to be fair, and I'd always had it, and obviously I'd never seen my dad play. He finished 1961 at Bradford. I'd never seen him play, but the all aura around it, and obviously his best friend was Graham Shaw, so we grew up with that, and Paul and Richard Shaw, and it was just Sheffield United, actually, so it was just football.
So what did it mean to you? Can you remember the day when you got the nod, right, you're in today, you're playing? What did that mean to you?
It was unbelievable. I remember the day that I was going to sign. I was actually going to sign for Wolverhampton Wanderers. I'd agreed terms, and I made one phone call back to my manager then at Bury, Sam Ellis, and he said, there's another club in for you, and he said, it's Sheffield United. And I drove, I would have got that many speeding tickets coming up the M6 and across the 50 to get here. And my negotiations with Harry lasted, I think, 2 minutes. I put a little bit more on what Wolves had offered, not much more, and he went, you can have that, and I signed it there and then. And it was the greatest, it was fantastic for me. And then I got the nod, we played Liverpool the first match of the season, and he put me in, and just unbelievable, yeah.
So all that went quickly. When you hear about transfer negotiations nowadays, 2 minutes, blimey.
Oh, honestly, it was 2 minutes. He went out to see the secretary, Dave Capper, said, can I have this? I just put a little bit more on. There were no agents or anything. I just wanted to play for Sheffield United.